It is to the words of verse 9 that I draw your attention to for a few moments. You'll see there that that verse is speaking about death. And it's not about the death of any person. It's about the death of Christ. And I want you to understand, of course, we know that His death was an offering for sin. His death was as the sinner's substitute. His death was in our guilty room and place. For we are mindful of Philippians chapter 2 in the words of verse 8. And being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Oh, men and women, just to take that very thought in, the Christ of God, He who is eternal, yet He was to take upon Himself the form of our nature. He took upon Himself the body that God had prepared for Him. And He was to submit to death, even the death of the cross. His death was as an offering for sin. For there in the cross He would die for no sin for His own, for He had none. But it was as a sacrifice unto God, as a payment, as punishment for sin. His death was an offering. His death was once. The verse speaks there, He dieth no more. It's just once. Verse 10, for in that He died unto sin once. In the Old Testament, the high priest had to offer continually the sacrifices. They offered the animals, the bullocks that were brought. They collected its blood, presented it in the holy place. That work was never finished, never sat down. Christ offered Himself once for sin. He died but once. This man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down at the right hand of God. That's why the Roman Catholic Mass is a blasphemy. Because it puts Christ afresh to death every time that they have it. That's why in this church you'll not find a picture of Christ on the cross. Because He died but once. And He liveth again. Not only do you see death in this text, but you'll see deliverance. Now I want you to read with me, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. There's deliverance there. For having offered that once for all sacrifice, He was buried. And the third day He was to rise again. The source of His deliverance was the power of God. Look at the verse 4. Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, or the power of the Father. God would not allow His Holy One to see corruption. He satisfied divine justice. Therefore He was to be raised from the dead. Christ was raised from the dead. Why was He raised from the dead? Because there was satisfaction wrought. Satisfaction was made by His offering for sin. God was satisfied. He came not to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law. There on the cross, His work was Godward. He satisfied divine justice. He paid the penalty for sin. And the announcement to the world in that the work of Christ was satisfactory for the salvation and the redemption of all His people. The announcement was He was rose again from the dead the third day. His resurrection is the proof of a completed and a satisfactory work. He was raised from the dead. There was deliverance. Because He was raised from the dead, there's deliverance for you and me. For thank God, in Christ, we live. We who were dead, trespasses and in sins, yet now we live. We live in Christ. We're in union with Him. We're not in the grave with Him. we live in a resurrection power with him. Or at least that's the way we should be living. And then finally, I want you to see that there's dominion mentioned in our text. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. And there's a tremendous thought there. Death has dominion. Death had dominion over Christ. How? Well, the answer we find in 1 Corinthians 15 and 56. It says, the sting of death is sin. And the strength of sin is the law. That's why death had dominion over the Savior. Because he who knew no sin yet became sin for us. There on the cross, he entered into that realm. There on the cross, death had dominion over Christ. For he was sin. He was paying the punishment for our sin. Death had power over him. He was fulfilling the law of God, the law that we have broken in Adam. And he was doing it as our substitute. But you know, that power, that dominion of death over Christ is now past. No more dominion. Death has no more dominion over him. It's past. Because he is rose again from the dead. He's no longer under that dominion. He's alive. We have a living Savior this morning. We have one who is highly exalted. And God hath given him a name that is above every name. He is seated at God's right hand. He is there in all glory and all majesty. Death has no more dominion over him. And it never shall be again. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. And what a truth, men and women, that the Savior was willing to become a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. What a thought that he would subject himself to be under the dominion of death for a time, that he might redeem your soul and mine. He might shed his precious blood, that we might be delivered. That we might have that power and that assurance that death shall not hold us either. Because he lives, then we shall live also. And we have the gift of eternal life in our soul. I trust the Lord will bless those few thoughts. I'm really probably not doing them justice because of the shortness of the time. But you consider them. You consider the great truths that are found in that very chapter. Because he is no longer under the dominion of sin, neither are we. We read today, the old man is crucified. We ought to live in the power of the resurrection. Oh, the man, the body of sin is still here. We do battle against that every day. But the old man, what you were in Adam and what I was in Adam, is gone. We're a new creature in Christ Jesus. And we live in the power of Christ's resurrection. May the Lord bless those words to our hearts for his own name's sake. One of the brethren will give thanks for the bread, reminding us of the broken body of the Savior that was broken on Calvary's cross as he paid the punishment for our sins.